Okay, today's daf is Tmura Daf Dalid. We left off on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We are at the two dots, correct? Is that? Before that. So, one line before. Okay, so we're at Armelei Rabbi Yochanan Letana. Yeah, okay. So, today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by Shragi Brill, Lizecher Nishmas, his father, Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Harav Shragaleib, both we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The neshama of Tzvi Hirsch Ben Shragaleib should have an aliyah, and so we left off again. Daf Gimlam Bay. So what we're going to discuss today is we're going to discuss the comment of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that you don't get malchus on the lav she'en bo maisa, and on the list of lav she'en bo maisa, you don't get malchus is on the list of exceptions where you do get malchus is meimar and Mekalas Chaver B'Shem. So those are the first two discussions. First, a very brief discussion about Meimar, and then about Mekalas Chaver B'Shem, the source that you get Malkus for being Mekalas somebody else with the Shem Hashem. And then we're going to, that itself is going to lead to a general discussion about Shvua Shav and being Mosi Shem Shamayim Levatala. Then on Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss the source for the Isser to be Maktim Truma to Bikurim, that you have to separate Bikurim before your Mafresh Truma, and if you're Mafresh Truma before Bikurim, that is Aser, and there's a Machlokas whether you get Malkus for that Isser, and we're going to discuss that Machlokas. Then we're going to discuss on Amud Beis the Inyan of Lav Anitak La'Aseh, that when you violate a Lav, if it could be fixed with the Mitzvah's Aseh, that you don't get Malkus on a Lav Anitak La'Aseh. And we're also going to have a short sugi about Lav Shein B'Maisa, that when a Machlokas, whether one does or does not get Malkus for violating a Lav Shein B'Maisa. And then the Gemara, meaning it's going to be a return to that sugi, that's what we've been discussing the entire time. And then, at the very end of the daf, is going to begin the biggest sugya in the Masechta, probably the most prominent sugya in the Masechta, and that is the sugya of Kamilsa Dama Rachmana Lo Sa'avid, I'Avid Mahani, or I'Avid Lo Mahani. When the Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to do something, is the Torah telling me just that I'm not allowed to do that activity, but when I do it, it has some sort of effect? Or is the Torah telling me that I'm not even enabled to make any sort of effect with such activities that are asur? That's going to be Machlokes Abaye and Rava with rayos from all over Shas. So let's begin. The Gemara discusses again what Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, that you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shein Bo Maisa, but there are exceptions, and Meimar is one of those exceptions. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Tana, Rabbi Yochanan told the Tana who taught this Meimar, Lo Tisniu Meimar, don't have included on your list Meimar with the other Lavin that you got Malkus, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, Mishum Tibidiburo Asa Maisa, because there is a Maisa element when it comes to Meimar, because through your Amira, through you saying Zu Tmura Zu, that this should be Tmura for that, you're being Maktish Abeimas, and therefore it qualifies as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. So this is actually a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. The Rambam writes in the very first halacha of Hilchos Tmura, mipi ashmo lamdu shekal mitzvah slosa se shein bo maisa ein lokan lav chutz minishva umeimir umakalas chavir b'shem shlosh lav in elu iaf shoshia ben maisa klal velokan alehen. The Rambam writes that meimer there is no maisa, and yet one gets malchus for Tmura. In the case of Mishnah, the Lach of Mishnah point out that the Rambam is not paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan held that Tmura is Yesh Bo Maisa, rather like the Pashtos of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that even though it's Ein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus on it. The Magen Mishnah, however, says that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he mention Meimar? Agav Nishmo Mekalel, he mentions Meimar as well. And he brings a riot to that from the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, where the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, that someone who's chosim behema at the time of the Disha, he's chosim bekol. He stops the animal from eating not by muzzling it actively, but by every time the animal eats, by yelling to scare the animal so the animal won't eat. So he gets Malkus, because Akima Svasov is considered a Maisa. It must be because al yedei diburo a maisa is happening. He's effectively being chosin the behema, like Rabbi Yochanan says in our sugya about meimar, that if that the dibur alone is not a maisa, but a dibur that leads to a maisa is a maisa. But then he adds that it could be that there's a difference between meimar versus chasima bekol. The Magen Rishon points out because by tamura, there's never a maisa biyadayim, and therefore maybe the akimas fasayim is not going to be considered a maisa. As opposed to losachsom, it can be violated through doing a maisa. So therefore, when you choose to do it al yedei kol, maybe that's considered a maisa. Meaning, maybe how we define a lav shein ba maisa is a lav that could never have a maisa. But if a lav could sometimes have a maisa, then even if you choose to do it bekol alone, that would qualify as a maisa. The Lecha Mishnah in the 18th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin writes that even though the Rambam is moda to the basic idea of Rabbi Yochanan of b'diburo osa maisa, still tamura is not a maisa because the iser is not in the hatfasas kedusha on the behemas chulin. The iser is in the desire to make the kachim animal no longer kadosh, and that dibur is not chal at all. So that's a diyun in the achronim. We'll come back to maybe whether what exactly the iser of tamura is. Is the iser of tamura to try to take the kedusha and make it be chal on this chulin animal, or is the iser in the attempt to remove the kedusha from the original kachim animal? So if the iser is the attempt to remove the kedusha from the original kachim animal, then b'diburo you didn't really do a maisa when it comes to tamura. So the Ram might pass on like the svara of Rabbi Yochanan, but not with the application to tamura, because by tamura it turns out b'diburo the you may have done some maisa of making the chulin animal kodesh, but that's not the maisa. The Maisa Isser is in removing the Kedusha from the or in the attempt to remove the Kedusha from the Kadosh animal, and that you didn't do a Maisa. Even B'diburo, you didn't accomplish anything as far as that is concerned. And then we had a Mekalas Chaveru B'Shem, that someone who curses somebody else using Hashem Hashem also gets Malkus. So Minalan, how do I know that Mekalas Chaveru B'Shem gets Malkus even though all you did is Dibur? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Amar Kra, Im lo tishmar. The pasuk says im lo tishmar uksiv, and the pasuk says viv l'Hashem es makoscha, that the onesh of the avera im lo tishmar, and the pasuk goes on lasos kol devrei Torah zos uksiv b'sev razel liyeros Hashem nichbad v'anor razeh es Hashem elkecha, to have mora for the to have yira for the shem Hashem, and by being motzi shem shemayim levatala you're displaying a stunning lack of yira for the shem Hashem, and the pasuk says that the onesh is Hifla Hashem es makoscha. So hafla zuyen yedei mahu. What exactly is this hafla? So k'shu omer, when the pasuk says v'yipilu hashofet v'yikol lefanav, it uses the lashon of v'yipilu when it describes malchus and beizdin. Havi omer hafla zu malchus. So then I'm able to figure out that when we describe the onesh from Mekalas Chaveru B'Shem as hafla, it must be a reference to malchus, and you get malchus for such an avera, even though it's ein b'maisa. Say So ask Gemara, if you get Malkus for being mostly Shem Shamayim, so then even if it's a Shavuos Emes, it should be a violation, and you should get Malkus for that as well. So says Gemara, no, Behediksiv Shavuos Hashem Tia Bein Shneim. It says Beferish in the Pasuk that you should have a Shavua between, in the Parsha of Shomrim, it says that you should have a Shavua. So you can't tell me that every time you take a Shavua, even if it's a Shavuos Emes, that it's a violation of some Isra that you get Malkus for. It says Beferish in the Torah, are you supposed to take a shvua? So it says, well, that's not a raya. Maybe when the Torah says you take a shvua, that's only in order to be mefayes, the guy who's suing you for money, and to pater you from having to pay. But maybe you taka do get malchus for that shvua, because by not paying, you're bringing about this iser shvua. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara's kasha. A little bit difficult, that the Gemara is saying that even though you're obligated to take a shvua, so you take the shvua, and then you get Malkus. Why? Because you didn't pay. You didn't pay because you didn't think you had to pay. You didn't think you were chayiv. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Zayin, explains the Gemara's Kasha a little bit differently. That it could be that Dafka in the in where the Torah is mechayev a shvua to be mefayis as chavero, that's where it's not an iser. But if you swear on your own, where the Torah was not mechayev you, maybe that will be an iser, which is a very strong kasha. I mean, you're telling me that there's no iser of shvuas emes because the Torah tells me in the parshas Hashomrim sometimes I'm supposed to take a shvua. Well, yeah, that's where the Torah says that I'm supposed to take a shvua, but maybe absent a specific tzivui in the Torah, I'm not supposed to take a shvua, and it's an iser. So lo matzasar, no, you can't say that a shvuas emes is aser daksiv, because the pasuk says uvishmo tishaveya. The pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Velsos Avot concludes uvishmo tishaveya. So you see that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to take a shvuas emes. So don't tell me that there's an iser in the Torah to take a shvua absent a chiyuv. Rather, it's a mitzvah in the Torah to take a shvuas emes. So answers Gemara, no, ha'umi b'ylei l'chadarav. Maybe that pasuk b'shmoti shaveya is already needed for the din of Rav. Tam Rav Gidolam Rav, because Rav Gidolam Rav taught us, minayin sh'nishman l'kayim es ha-mitzvos. How do I know that it's totally appropriate to take a shavua to be mekayim mitzvos, as a way of one encouraging himself to do mitzvos? The Gemara Maseches Nedarim and Daf Ches tells us that a shavua, the purpose of a shavua, is to be mezariz yourself in doing mitzvos. Rashi over here says that a person is nishba so that he won't be able to back out on the positive Kabbalah that he accepted. He accepted to do something very good as a way of making it strong so that he won't be able to back out. He takes a shvua. The Ran over there in the Dharm says that it's a davar hagun to take a shvua for positive things. And even the people who generally refrain from even a shvuas emes, no one refrains from a shvua al-dvar mitzvah. To be mezariz oneself, it's appropriate to take a shvua al-dvar mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Ubishmoti shaveya is telling me that it's appropriate to take a shvua for a dvar mitzvah. Shnemer nishpati va'akayema lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. That's what the Pasuk in Tehillim says, that it's appropriate to take a shvua to observe the mishpatei tzidkecha. So that's what ubishmoti shaveya is used for, and therefore shvuas emes for a non-dvar mitzvah may still be usher, and you still get malchus for it. So that's the Gemara, no, haksiv krachrina. There's another pasuk that allows for shvuas emes, because the pasuk says ubo sidbak uvishmo tishaveya. So since shvuas emes is mutter elo lemay asa, so what's vivlas shemes mekol secha coming to tell me? The mekalas chaver b'shem must be telling me that you get malchus for being mekalas chavero b'shem. So even though there's a mitzvah to take a shvuas emes, and that we derive that from psukim, mekalas chaver b'shem is something that one gets malchus on. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Zayin, says not only is it mutter to take a shvuas emes, right? It's a mitzvah saseh to take a shvuas emes, whereas the Ramban over there says, oh, it's only reshus to take a shvuas emes. The later poskim write that it's the minhag Yisrael is to avoid taking a shvua, even a shvuas emes. And that's why when Jewish people go to court, they say I affirm instead of I swear or something like that, because of a minhag. Really, on a Torah level, if you're telling the truth, it's a mitzvah to swear the truth. It wouldn't be something to avoid, but that's a minhag Yisrael that's developed that people don't take a shvua. So ve'ema l'motzi shem shamayim levatala. Says Mar, maybe the pasuk v'hifla Hashem makosecha is coming to tell me that yichayv malchus from motzi shem shemayim levatala, and has nothing to do with being mekalas chavero b'shem, nothing to do with chavero, nothing to do with klala, just saying the shem shemayim levatala. So it says Gemara, mi gara mekalas chavero b'shem motzi shem shemayim levatala. Well, if you're mekalas chavero b'shem, at the very least you're being motzi shem shemayim levatala. So it's on top of that you're violating this from being mekalal somebody with the shem. So of course you're going to get malchus. Meaning, maybe in a chinami, the malchus is for being mosi shem shemayim levatala, and therefore, when you makal is chaver b'shem, you're still getting the malchus for being mosi shem shemayim levatala. So it says Marano, anan hachi kakashalan. Here's our problem with that. Eim mosi shem shemayim levatala. Tiski lebe Malkus. Maybe Malkus is only enough to be mechaper for somebody who's mostly shem shemayim levatala. Av makal chaver b'shem, keeping the kavet harti, to come up with shem shemayim levatala. Vikamitzayer le lechavrei, lo tiski lebe Malkus. Maybe when you makal chaver b'shem, we can't give you Malkus because Malkus would be insufficient. You've done something much worse than Malkus is able to fix. The onus of Malkus wouldn't be mechaper for such a person. Shittum Kepet says, raises the question on the Gemara's Kasha, how you see that from Rabbi Yosef Glili, that Malkus is enough. He only says that you get Malkus. He doesn't say that. I mean, the Gemara is asking, Mehechi Tesi, that Malkus is enough. Whoever said Malkus is enough? Maybe Malkus is a first step, and then you're supposed to get some other onesh for being mekalel on top of that. I mean, the Malkus is for Shem Shemayim Levatala. How do I know that Malkus is enough? The Gemara is assuming that when he says you get Malkus, it means that Malkus has achieved a full kapara for you. So Shidim Gletz explains, yeah, because the Gemara Maseches Malkus and Daf Chav Gimel, Darshan's pasuk v'nikla achicha le'enecha, that kibbutz shaloka hareuka achicha. So you see that part of the nature of the din Malkus is that it has to be that it provides full kapara. That as soon as you finish giving him the Malkus, he is now achiv again. He's now on even footing with the rest of us again. So if you're going to give the Malkus and that's still not going to be enough, then you would never give the Malkus in the first place. Also, Shittum Gletz explains, maybe the Gemara means to say that how could Rabbi Yosef Glili say that you get Malkus Mishum Mekalel? Maybe the Malkus is only for Atzah Shem Shemayim and not on the Klala. The Klala maybe has some sort of other onesh, meaning that's what the Gemara is saying. So answers the Gemara, lo matzah sarmit. No, you can't say that Vifla Hashem es makosecha is coming to be mechayiv malkus for motzi shem shemayim v'atala without any mekalel element. Tichsiv, because the pasuk by mekalel says lo sekalel cherish, which sounds like whether it's a klala stam or whether it's a klala b'shem, it's all included in the iser. So mekalel b'shem, it says Vifla Hashem es makosecha. So viva yisema, or we could say another teretz, why can't malkus be just for being motzi shem shemayim v'atala? Because Bishlam Malkalus Chavero as hard as Harasim Mehacha, I understand very well that if a person is Malkalus Chavero, he gets Malkus because there's an Ashara from Malkus Tichsiv, because the pasuk says Losa Kal Cherish. In order to give someone Malkus, you need an Onesh and an Ashara. You need the Torah to say that it's Aser and have another pasuk to tell me that you get an Onesh for it. Eli Amrit Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala as Harasim Mehacha. But if you're going to say that you get Malkus just for being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, and then where's the Ashara for Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala? Since there is no Ashara for such a lav, then you shouldn't get Malkus for Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, because we don't give an Onesh Elim Kain Hizir, unless there's an Ashara somewhere in the Torah. So ask the Gemara, Alam Alo, why would you assume that there is no Ashara? Vaksiv, Es Hashem Elokachatira, Voso Savot. So the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem includes an Isra of being Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, because that expresses a lack of Yiras Hashem when you throw around the Shem Hashem like that. Says Gemara, Hahu Asaras Asehu. That mitzvah of Yiras Hashem is an Asaras Asei. The Torah is telling me Beloshon Asei and not Beloshon Los Asei. The onus of Malkus is only in a situation where the Ashara is expressed in the negative. When you have an Ashara expressed in the negative, and then on top of that, a pasuk to tell me that you get Malkus, that's when you get Malkus. So the Malkus of Hifla Hashem must be about mekalel chaveru b'shem, that has a losa say of losa kalel cherish, and not on motzi shem shemayim v'atala, where all there is an isra asay, but there is no losa say associated with it. So the two terutzim of the Gemara are very similar to each other. Shidim Gletz points out nafkamina between them is that according to the first teretz, according to the second teretz, you don't get malkus on an asaras asay at all, whereas according to the first teretz, it could be that you do get malkus on it. It's just more mistaver that to assume that the malkus that the Torah is being mechadesh with v'hifla Hashem es makosecha is on an asharas lav more so than an asharas hasei. That given that it's not that there's an ironclad rule that there can't be a malkus on an asharas hasei. say, but that given the choice of one or the other, you're going to choose the one that's the Asaras Lav. So interesting that this Pasuk is Hashem Elokecha Tira, a general positive statement that one has to have Yiras Hashem, is understood to mean that a person therefore cannot take the shame Hashem lightly. It may not be something that you get Malkus for, but that one cannot take the shame Hashem lightly. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yardei Chelk Beis, Simon Kuf Lamed Vav, where he was asked about jewelry that has the shame Shakai on the jewelry itself. And this is popular in Eretz Yisrael. They write either Shem Hashem, or now less popular Shem Hashem, but they write Psukim on jewelry, which is a different issue. But writing the Shem Hashem is what Rav Moshe discusses. And the question is it mutter for them to make such jewelry? And is it mutter for one, let's say someone owns a jewelry store, is he allowed to do business with such jewelry? Is he allowed to sell such jewelry? And Rav Moshe writes that it's definitely aser. And even if you're never going to bring it into the bathroom, it's always going to be in a makom naki, which is the real problem with the psukim jewelry, is that people don't take them off when they go into unclean places. He says even if you're going to be so careful that it's never going to go into an unclean place, because it's still aser, because just like you're not allowed to say the Shem Hashem outside of context of other words, without some sort of hemshech, without some sort of statement of a bracha or something, a bracha levatala may only be in a sidra banan, because to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melechem Shakol Ni'abed Varo is still a beautiful statement, whether I'm about to take a drink or I'm not about to take a drink, meaning it's a statement of the greatness of Hashem. And how, so that's one thing that may only be in a sidra banan, but to just stam say the Shem Hashem totally out of context, that's absolutely asur. So says Rav Moshe, I mean bracha levatala is also absolutely asur, but machlokas whether it's daraisa or sidra banan, but say totally out of context is absolutely in a sidra raisa. And says Rav Moshe, that's not only about saying the Shem Hashem out of any context, it's even writing the Shem Hashem, or so having the Shem Hashem be written, it's an Isra Vatzal Hashem Shemayim Vatala, and it's derived from Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Vososa Avod. So you're not allowed to write it down if just the Shem Hashem out of context. And says Rav Moshe, you're going to tell me it's Tully in the sugya of Ksiva Kedibur, Ksiva Lav Kedibur, which by the way is not a sugya anywhere in Shas. There's no Shas sugya of whether Ksiva is Kedibur, Ksiva Lav Kedibur. The Gemara tells us that Eidus is not accepted b'ksav, mi piem v'lo mi piksavim, a special drasha dafka by Eidus, but in general there is no general discussion that I'm aware of in all of Shas whether Ksiva is Kedibur or not Kedibur. Rabbi Kivegra has a tshuva about Sfira Sa'omer b'ksiva, so he coins the phrase Ksiva Kedibur, Ksiva Lav Kedibur, but that's not really a sugya in Shas. But says Rav Moshe, even if you're going to say that in general writing is not the same as speaking, he says that may be for other dinim in the Torah, but as far as Hatzal Hashem Shalmayim Vatala, we certainly would not distinguish between Ksiva and Dibur, because the Geder is Yiras Hashem, and Adraba, it's a greater lack of Yiras Hashem when you write the Shem Hashem than when you just say it, because when you say it, okay, it was that moment that was disrespectful, but now it's gone. That moment is gone, and the Shem Hashem is not being disrespected anymore. But when you write the Shem Hashem and leave it mutal b'bizayon, just there for everybody to see, out of context, in no particular, so that's going to be a greater violation, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, he says, when the Ramah writes that the reason you're not allowed to write the Shem l'chadchila shalo b'sefer is because it might be yavol lidei b'zayon, he must be talking about where you write the Shem Hashem in some sort of context of Shevach or something, but to just stam write the Shem Hashem, that there's no discussion. You don't need a Ramah to tell you that maybe it's going to be Yavali De Bizayon, even if it will never be Bali De Bizayon. Just to stam write the Shem Hashem is going to be a problem. That's Rav Moshe's Chiddush in his Tshuva as far as it relates to that to that jewelry Shaila. But it's all based on this idea of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that one has to be very careful with the Shem Hashem. Good. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amru Afa Maktim Truma Libi Kurim. Continuing the list of things that are Alav Shema Maisa, but you're going to get Malkus for anyway, is if a person is Maktim to be Mafresh Truma before he was ever Mafresh Bikurim. Bikurim is the very first thing that you're supposed to give from the payros. The Mishnayis in the third paragraph of Maseches Bikurim described the process that how you Mafresh Bikurim, you go into the field and you see a Te'ena Shebikra. You see that the fig is starting to develop. So then you, or an Eshkol Shebikra, or a Rimon Shebikra, should be care. So kosher begami, you tie a string around it to mark it as the first fruit, and you declare hare ele bikurim. That's way before you're ready to take truma on the produce. So bikurim for sure comes first. So my time with Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Why does Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina think that if you mark them truma le bikurim, it's a violation of lo sasei? Because amakra maleyascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. That it talks about the maleya and the dima lo sa'acher. Maleya elu bikurim. Maleya is a reference to bikurim. Rashi points out because as soon as the tevua is malay and it has a gemar malacha, it's hukva lebikurim. It is already ready for bikurim. So the Brisker Rav just points out that's a strange Rashi, because what does a gemar malacha have to do with bikurim? We just got through saying that the Mishnayos in the third paragraph of bikurim tell us way before the gemar malacha. It begins to be to grow on the tree, and you identify it and you mark it and you call it bikurim. That's way before gemar malacha. It's not even a gemar pre yet. Furthermore, Brisker Rav points out that Rashi writes that tevua is nikvah lebikurim when it's fully ripened. The Yerushalmi says, no, dafka, when you bring it to the Mikdash, the Bikurim has to be ripened. At the Shas HaFrasha, it doesn't have to be ripened. Afilu Bosar, the Yerushalmi says, even in a very early stage of the development of the fruit, it's already ready to be Bikurim. So the Brisker Rav says that even though the HaFrasha is Chal B'mechubar, and even B'bosar, even when it's not yet ripened, but the Kedushas Bikurim, according to Rashi, must only be Chal when it has a Gemar Malacha and a Gemar Bikurim, when it's fully ripened and you have a full gemar malacha. So it could be, yes, you're identifying it very early as bikurim, but it could be that at that stage it does not yet have kedushas bikurim. Rabbeinu Gershom says otherwise, that bikurim is called maleya because it's taken from peros maleyim, meaning from peros that you have not yet been mafresh anything else. Truma, Meiser, Bikurim is first. It's when you have the full array of peros. That's why it's called Malaya. The Ramban, Ala Torah, says that it's called Malaya because it's dafka from a pre that's Malay and not like Truma, which can come from Mashke as well. You can take Truma from wine, from oil. Bikurim is only from a pre that's in its fruit state. V'dimacha zo truma, and dimacha, that's a reference to truma. Why is dimacha a reference to truma? Five shitos in Rishonim. Rashi says it's called dimacha because it mixes with other pairs of chulin, it will aser all the other pairs of chulin. It becomes it's midameya when it mixes with other peros, with pairs of chulin. It only becomes batel when you have 100 chalakim of chulin connected the one chalak of truma. So Tosos challenges Rashi on that because midaraisa truma is batel barov. The din that you need meya and the whole din of dimua is really only a din midrabanan. So it can't be that the Torah will call it dimacha based on the din drabanan. So Tosus has a second explanation, that it's called dema because it's knowing even b'mashke that's yotzi min haperos with yayin and shemen, as opposed to bikurim, which is only on the priad mascha. And the Gemara Darshan's priata mevi, viata mevi, mashke when it comes to bikurim. So that's why it's called dimacha. A third possibility, the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos, in the first part of Demai, says against Rashi, he says the opposite of Rashi, that mixing truma and chulin is called dimua because truma is dimacha. So he doesn't really explain why truma is dimacha, but he says the opposite of Rashi. Says why is it called dimacha? Because it creates dimua. Says Ram, why do we call that mixture dimua? It's only because truma itself is called dimacha. The Rabbeinu Gershom explains that truma is called dema because it's taken from peros that are midumayim, that are mixed of tevel and chulin together, because the peros are on some level considered chulin as far as bikurim is concerned, because you've already taken the bikurim from them. So in some level it's already chulin, but on another level, since you haven't taken truma from it, it's still truma. And Rashi Ala Torah just says, Rashi says, I don't know why it just is. Chazal tell us dimacha means truma. I don't know why. But anyway, so now that I know that Malei Ascha means bikurim and dimacha means truma, and the Torah says Malei Ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher va'amra lo sa'acher, so that's the issur in the Torah, that I'm not allowed to take truma before bikurim. See, it's mar hikt in truma the Bikurim, let's say a person does take Truma before he takes Bikurim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Omar Loka, V'chad Omar Eina Loka. Machlokes, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, one of them says you get Malkus, the other one says you don't, but we don't identify who's who. So it says, well, let's identify it. It's time, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Uda Omar Loka. Must be Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina is one that says that you get Malkus. Why? Midabar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Afa Maktim Truma L'Bikurim. Because when Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that every Losa say in the Torah that Aimbo Maisa, your Patra Malkus, except for Nishba, Meimar, Mekalel, is Rabbi Yosef Chanina who says, oh, and also Maktim Truma L'Bikurim. So apparently he holds you do get Malkus for that. He lists it as an exception of Lav Shemba Maisa Lokin Alav. So says Mar Adraba, this time Rabbi Lazar Udomer Loka. But I'll prove to you that Rabbi Lazar holds you get Malkus for being Maktim Truma L'Bikurim. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamai, Hayu L'Fan of Shtei Kalkolos Shel Tevel, if you have two Tevel baskets in front of you, Va'amar Meiser Shalzu Bezu, if you say that the Meiser Rishon and Sheni of this basket should be Chal on the other basket, Harishonim U'Useres, the first basket is fully taken care of, because you're mafresh from the peros of the second basket on it, so you could assume that its peros are fine. And if you say shalzu bezu, the kalkala, the first basket should be the maaser of the first basket should be chal on the second basket, v'shalzu bezu, and vice versa, harishonim musaris, v'ashniya einim musaris. The first one is musaris, but the second one is not taken care of, because as soon as you were maaser from the first basket, it's already been taken care of, and now it's pater from meiser, and we have a halacha, you're not allowed to be mafresh, but not pater alachayev. But if you say bebas achas maasrosehem meiser, that the meiser should be chal simultaneously kalkala bechavirta, that the meiser should be on one, from one on the other, then koras hashem, then it's going to be chal on both of them bebas achas, because at the time that you were maaser they were still both chayiv in meisros v'itmar. And commenting on that mishnah, Rabbi Lazar Amar, Rabbi Lazar says even though the meisros are chal when you're maaser from one basket on the other, but you're still going to get Malkus, because since you took all the Maestros at the same time, Maestrishon, Maestrosheni, the Maestrosheni of one basket came before the Maestrishon of the other basket, and you're not allowed to be Makdim as something that's supposed to come later to something that's supposed to come earlier. And if that's the case with Maestrosheni and Maestrishon, we're assuming that the same would be the case when it comes to Truma and Bikurim, that if you take Truma before Bikurim, that you would get Malkus. So to Tistayim, so you see that Rabbi Lazar is the one that holds that when you jump the process and you skip a step, that you get Malkus for such a thing. So says Mara, wait a second, if we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, and only one of them can say you get Malkus for being mocked in Truma L'Bikurim, how could it be? We just proved that both of them say you get Malkus. El Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Damar Eino Loka, so Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is one that says you don't get Malkus, Leim Akash and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, but that goes against what we quoted directly from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Because when Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that you don't get Malkus for any Lav Shem Maisa except for Nishba, Meimar, Mekalel, and then Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina pipes up and says, no, even Maktim Truma L'Bikurim, it's explicit that Maktim Truma L'Bikurim gets Malkus. So says Gemara, lo, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina aptura ka'i. We're misunderstanding what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina means when he says even being Maktim Truma L'Bikurim. He's not commenting that he's adding a fourth exception to the rule. He's saying that even being Maktim Truma L'Bikurim is part of the rule. The rule was Lav Shein B'Maisa, no Malkus. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says there are three exceptions. We were under the impression that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is adding a fourth exception. No, he's telling us that if you're Maktim Truma L'Bikurim, that's also part of the original rule that there's no Malkus. V'achik Amar, this is what we mean to say, Lav Shein B'Maisa, Ein Lokin Alav, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amru, Afa Maktim Truma L'Bikurim, that even if you're Maktim Truma L'Bikurim, you also don't get Malkus. So it turns out that the reason you don't get Malkus is because it's Ein B'Maisa. So says Mar Umayshna Meimar Delaki. Well, why is it that when you do Tumura you do get Malkus even though it's Ein B'Maisa? Mishum Debidiburo Asa Maisa. It's because through your words a Maisa is being done. So ask the Gemara, Maktim Truma L'Bikurim Nami Lilki Mishum Debidiburo Asa Maisa, then shouldn't we say the same thing about Maktim Trumah LeBikurim? Why, Taka, don't you get Malkus for it? After all, you're speaking, and through your speech, Hashem Truma is being chal before the Bikurim. So Maisa is happening, something's happening in the real world because of your Dibur. So, answer Gemara, Am Rabbi Yavin, Shiny Hasam, the love Shanita Klaasehu, that the love of Mnei Aschavi Demachal, Lo Sa'acher, is different because it's a love Anita Klaasei. If you violate it and you take Maisa Rishon before Truma Gedola, so you have a mitzvah Sasei to be mafresh to Truma Gedola, Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu. So even after you were already mafresh the Maisa, you still have a mitzvah to be mafresh Truma Gedola, and the halacha is any love Anita Klaasei, you're not going to get Malkus for. And Rashi points out, even though the assay is not written besmichus to the lav, nevertheless it's considered a lav anita kla assay. And the Shittim Betzis points out that you have to say, like the Shittim Masechus Makos, that even when the assay comes before the lav, and you can be mekayim the assay without violating the lav, still it's called the lav anita kla assay, and you don't get malchus for it. Because you could certainly violate Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu without violating the lav of Lo Sa'acher, of doing it out of order, right? If you just take Trumos, you fulfill the assay of Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu. Meaning, lav Anitik Assay is not only the Heshvas Exela, that you steal something and then you return that which you stole, which you can't return that which you stole if you didn't steal first, right? So that's what we're assuming. It must be assuming like that Shita. That's what Shittim Gretzis points out, to call this a lav Anitik Assay. So ask the Gemara on this Teretz, that what do you mean? There are lots of places where you have a lav anita klase and you do get malchus. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kam l'ala shmaita. Amalei Abayis. Abayis says, v'kol lav anita klase lo laki. Is that true? Anytime you have a lav anita klase, there's no malchus on it. V'hameimar de lav anita klase hu, the lav of tumura. Lo yachlifena v'lo yamira. So is it anita klase? Because the pasuk goes on to say, v'imhamer yamir behema b'behema v'yuhu tumurasu yeh kodesh. That you now treat it like kodesh. You treat both of them like kodesh. And nevertheless, v'laki. And you still get malchus for it, even though it seems clear that it's a lav anitik la'asei. Now, what makes it lav anitik la'asei? Because you're treating them both as kodesh. That makes it sound very much, the Brisker Rav in the Chidush HaGris on Shas says, it's l'chora muchach that the avera of tamur, remember the chakir we said before, what's the avera of tamur? Is it the removal, the attempt to remove the kedusha from the animal that is kadosh, or the attempt to apply kedusha to the chulin animal? L'chora, you could see from here that the aver of tamura is being mafkia the kedusha from the kadosh animal, and not like the other tzad and achronim that it's being makdish the chulin animal. Because otherwise, how could yeh kadosh be a nita klase otherwise? So it must be that that's what makes it nita klase, because you tried to be to remove the kedusha. Oh, it's nita klase. No, it's yeh kadosh. It's still going to remain kadosh. Titnan, the Mishnah says, our Mishnah says, Lo shadam rashay lahamir el shemheim remumar v'sofik esarboim, that you get malchus for this, even though it's a lav anitik lasei, even though it seems to be at least a lav anitik lasei. So avilu trei lavi v'chadasei. And so Gemara, no, because there are two lav, and the reason you get malchus is not because you get malchus for every lav anitik lasei. Normally you don't get malchus for lav anitik lasei. This is an exception because there are two lav and there's only one asei. V'losi chadasei v'akar trei lavi. So the asei could be nitak one lav, and then you're still left with another lav for which you can get malchus. It's lo yachlifenu and lo yamiro so. So that's why you're going to get malchus. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, v'arei ones. The chad lav the chad asei. What about if a man is ma'anis a woman, where it's only one lav, and after he's ready ma'anis, so he has a mitzvah to marry her, right? And he has a lav of lo yuchal shalcha, that he's not allowed to send her away, he's not allowed to divorce her. And there's one asei of velosi eliisha, that she should be for him for a wife. Velo asichad asei va'akra lav, and even that one asei doesn't take away the malchus from that lav. Titanya ona shigirish im yisrael hu machzir ben aloka. Because we said, look, if he's Yisrael, so we're not going to give him malchus because he's just supposed to remarry her. But if he's a kohen, who lo kaveinu machzir? If he's a kohen, then he does get malchus. So you see from here that even though by Yisrael it's a lav anitik la'asei, still even though nevertheless by where the asei cannot be fulfilled, like by a kohen, we don't say, oh no, this lav is a lav anita glase, you don't get malchus for it. He's going to get malchus for it. And therefore, by being maktim truma lebikurim as well, even though by akhtamas maisa rishon to truma gedola, you can be menatek it by with the assay of mikol man alsechem tarimu, but akhtamas truma to bikurim, there is no assay. So it should be just like the kohen, it should get malchus. Says Mar Kohanim Kamrit. You bring a right from Kohanim. Kohanim Taima Achrinahu. The Rabbi Rachman Kedusha Yaseva. Kohanim have extra Kedusha, and therefore, because of the Chumra of being a Kohen, they get Malchus even on a Lava Nita Glase. Says Mar Kitanai. The whole issue of Lashem Bamais is Machlokes Tanaim. Vilosasirim Menu Ad Boker, Vanosim Menu Ad Boker, Balkas of Litin Asay, Achalos Asay, Lomar, Shein Lokanov. The reason the Torah says that if you violate Nosa, there's a mitzvah, Sasei, to burn it, is to make it a Lava Nita Glase, so that I now know you don't get Malchus for no. So, that's Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yaakov, no, you don't need that. The reason you don't get malchus for noser is because love shem b'maisa. It doesn't need to be nita glase. Oh, Machal Rabbi Yehuda savar, loken alav. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that love shem b'maisa you do get malchus for, and it needs to be nita glase in order not to get malchus. So, Rabbi Yaakov, haiva noser menu aboker b'shesof l'mayasa. What does Rabbi Yaakov derive from the assay that the Torah adds over here? After all, you're not going to get malchus anyway because it's lav shem b'maisa. No, he uses it for the following Mishnah. Hatzamos v'gidin v'anosar yisorfa b'shisha asar. The Hatzamos gidin of the Karban Pesach and the nosar of the basar of the Karban Pesach gets burnt on the 16th day of Nisan, even though it's already nosar in the morning of the 15th day of Nisan, the first day of Pesach. Chal shisha asar liyos b'shabbos, and the second day of Pesach falls on Shabbos, yisfu b'shiva asar. Wait another day to burn it. L'fishein docha nos Shabbos los yom tov, because the sreifa of the noser is not going to be docha Shabbos yom tov. Amar chizkev chentan debay chizkev, my time, how do I know that? Because Amar kra, v'anos menu ad boker be'ish tisrofu. Ba'akos v'litin boker sheini l'sreif aso. That's the mashmas of the pasuk. L'sim menu ad boker is tes vav, and im noser menu ad boker is tes zayin, then be'ish tisrofu. So that's what he uses the pasuk to teach me about specifically the Karban Pesach. Okay, Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the famous sugya of Kol Milsa Da'amar Rachmanah.